Good morning, back here at 9:14 here on the Mighty 690. It is time to continue on with our Ask the Expert segment this morning. And we have joining us on the line Keith Beaumont of Sun Group. Good morning, Keith. How are you doing?
Doing great, James. How are you doing?
Hey, doing well. It's another nice, crisp fall morning here. And I know the only downside is this is kind of, we're now into leaf raking season. They're everywhere.
Well, that's true. I sure love this time of the year. It's where the leaves start falling and changing colors, and it makes for a really good auction atmosphere for us because, you know, it's nice and cool. We've gotten out of those hot months. You know, we kind of like to kind of slow down a little bit when we get, you know, in July and August, and it gets all hot and miserable. So it's kind of fun to get back going at this time of the year. And so that's kind of what we've been working on here lately. We've got a nice little farm auction that we're going to be doing. This is going to be on November the 18th. It's going to start at 9 o'clock in the morning. We've got some really neat stuff in there. You know, we've got a couple tractors that are not running, but they're in there. That they're propane tractors, also four-wheeler. We've got a lot of farm equipment, farm livestock equipment, such as like feed bunks, saddle racks, tack. We've got some squeeze chutes. We've got probably a lot in this auction. We've got a lot of good metal, a lot of like iodine channel iron, that kind of stuff, a lot of pipe, tons of different types of scrap. Lots and lots of scrap that we've had lined up. This one's one that's been taking us a lot of time, and thankfully we've had some good weather to be working on it. So we've gotten most of it put together. But this one's going to be a pretty large item. There's a lot of good ticket items in there. Again, that goes from tools to some cattle-type stuff to a lot of good iron. To scrap iron and you name it, you know, anything that's out there on the farm, you know, is probably in this cell. So it's a good one to check out. You know, you can get on our website there and look it over a little bit more. Also got that one on Facebook, so feel free to get on there and look at it. So other than that, you know, we've got some stuff. We've got an auction coming up on November the 16th. It's going to be a live and online auction. It's 80 acres. We'll be selling that. Also, we've got 360 acres that we're getting all the advertisement and everything put together on that. That'll be coming out here soon in December, that's going to be. So we'll talk a little bit more about that as it gets closer. So we've got some things coming up both in real estate and personal property auctions. So.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate you bringing all that to our attention, Keith, and wanted to chat just a little bit about maybe the value of an auction. You know, there's, I think, kind of on the seller and on the buyer side, I mean, there's a lot to love about auctions.
Yeah, there really is, and, you know, so you kind of wonder how an auction can benefit you. You know, if you're a seller and you wonder, you know, why, and why is it the best way to sell your property? And there's a number of reasons, and some of these that I kind of wanted to go over today. I think first, the first good reason is it's just a speedy process. It's a quick turnaround. You know, an auction is immediate. It happens during a set time, and it's complete during a set time. It's quick and efficient. I think that right there, you know, to a lot of people, depending on the situation, I mean, that's important, you know, to meet a specific date to get something done. You know, so you set the time and the place of yourself. It's really that simple, you know. You'll work with us to schedule a time, you know, that works best, so we'll get you put in there. You know exactly when your property and other goods will be sold, your other personal property. There's no wondering whether or not your property will sell. Things will sell, and they will sell during, you know, whatever time that we set as an auction date. And a lot of times, too, even if we're selling, say, the real estate and we're doing the personal property, so we can do those on the same day. We've done that several different times. It's not a big deal. We'll schedule in that auction. Say we start off maybe with the personal property. We'll sell some of that. Depending on the auction and, you know, the circumstances, maybe, you know, we'll take a break from that personal property auction, and then we'll go into selling the real estate at a certain time, then go back to selling personal property again after that. So a comprehensive marketing of your property, you know, part of conducting an auction is marketing. It's a very big part of it, you know, getting it out to the general public so you can get as many people there as possible, of course. You know, we have comprehensive ways to market your sale. You know, we run different advertisements, distribute flyers, and do a whole lot of other things to get the word out there. You know, we're marketing specialists when it comes to getting an auction out there. So a good marketing effort, you know, can easily bring in a bunch of people, and that's what you're after, you know, to bring in enough people to make the competition where it needs to be, and, you know, to have a successful auction. So, of course, you know, the buyers that are coming there, they're coming there prepared to buy. So you're bringing people there. That something on there has caught their interest, and, you know, they're coming there to buy that, or at least be a part of that process. There's no negotiations. So this is kind of a big one to well, a lot of people. A lot of people don't like that part of selling anything. So, you know, there's no haggling over the price or whatever personal property or property we're selling, whatever it may be. You know, the auction method just takes all that out. So whenever people bid, they're basically kind of making a commitment to buy that property at whatever price, you know, that we're at in that auction as we're taking the bid. So, again, that's kind of a big one to a lot of people, because probably anything that you've ever tried to sell, whether it's been your own real estate or maybe you've just put something up online or in a paper, you know, there's usually always some negotiation there. And, you know, a lot of people just don't like to haggle with that. So an auction's a good way to kind of take that part of it out. So, and here's the other thing, too. Most items, you know, at an auction that we sell, most of those things sell. So I don't know if you've ever, some people have done a garage sale or some type of sale, you know, and when you're finished up with it, you know, and I'm sure you've spent a lot of time, you know, looking, packing that stuff out and all that. And then, you know, maybe the next day you're pulling it, you know, in and out, you're handling it a whole bunch. Maybe you've even kind of burned up a couple different weekends trying to sell stuff at a garage sale. So, you know, with the auction, you know, kind of the benefit of that is usually you can do all that stuff in that one day, and you can get everything cleaned up. Usually there's not much that's left over. So, I mean, obviously this means, you know, there's very little cleanup about it, less of you hassling it, you looking for a place to go back and put all that stuff in storage. So another, again, good benefit, I think. Of course, there's competitive bidding. So, you know, auctions motivate buyers to perform. You know, people get caught up in the competitiveness of bidding, and many times, you know, it drives the price of an item up higher. To some, you know, it's kind of like a game, you know, and if they want to win, you know, they're going to do it at all costs. So hopefully, you know, that's high cost for you. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, you know, an auction brings in a fair market value, if not more. You know, we've certainly seen many times where something's went a lot higher than what it was expected to, or what we thought the value was. You know, and I will say, too, you know, on different items in an auction, there will be some things that you'll notice, you'll think, man, that sold cheaper than what we thought. So this is what makes it great for buyers and sellers. If you're the buyer that's there, and you got that item cheaper than what you came to pay for it and what you expected, so there's the benefit to you, because sometimes that will happen. On the other side of that, though,
You'll have another item in that auction. This is almost every auction. That will go a lot higher than you ever expected it to go. So those things always offset each other. But it's just the way the auction works. But that's what I'm saying. That's what makes it good for both buyer and seller. So if you're a buyer coming there, you know, you could get the deal of the day. And then someone else that came to buy a certain item may not. Maybe the item that they came to buy, went for more than what they thought that it was going to, and they had to pay above whatever they thought the value of that item was. So just the cool thing about auctions, you know, and getting that all competitiveness going and all that. So probably I would say, one of the best values to auctions, just an exciting atmosphere. It's just a great crowd of people. There's just not much more exciting, I don't think, than a good auction atmosphere. Getting a crowd of people together, to bid on stuff, especially you get these nice, beautiful mornings like now. It's a good way to go spend maybe your Saturday morning or whatever day we may be doing the auction on. It's not always on a Saturday. But it's a good place to go, you get to hear the chant, you get to be in the live bidding, the competitiveness of it, and there's a lot of great people that come to auctions. We get a lot of the same kind of auction goers that come, and really it's kind of a little auction family. You kind of miss someone if they don't show up, and you want to find out if they're okay and where they're at. So that's just how it is. We get plenty of people that's new, it's never even been to an auction. We kind of give them the rundown before it starts, and later they tend to come back and because they like it. So I think that an auction is it's a great method of way of selling whatever goods you have, whether real estate or personal property items. Just all around, it's a great atmosphere, and it gives, a certain date things will be sold. We all the things that we cover, there's just a lot of benefits to it. And not everything, again, I've said it before, I'll say it again, but not everything's meant to go to auction. Certainly there's a lot of properties out there, and even some personal property stuff that you have that would do better at auction than it would be you haggling with having to sell that stuff and dragging it out for several weeks trying to get rid of stuff. So, and that's kind of me briefly going through all that. You may have something different type of question about that, or more in detail question on what I covered already there today. But if you are wondering if you have the right type of items to have an auction, or do you have enough stuff to do it? Is the property that you have, should it be auctioned or just listed for like a traditional listing? Those are all questions that, it takes getting a set of eyes on it. We can come out and look at it. It doesn't cost anything for us to come out and meet each other and look at it. We'll give you your best option. If you're, better off to sell it another way, we'll certainly tell you that. And if it's meant for an auction, then, we'll get it going for that. But again, if you have any questions about that, we do all types of real estate from commercial to residential. We specialize in farm and ranch and land sales, rural properties, and we do residential. We cover all that stuff. So whatever type of real estate you got out there, give us a call. We do a lot of farm auctions, just miscellaneous kind of auctions, gun auctions. So we've kind of, the group that kind of covers everything. So we do appraisals in our office. So whatever it may be, maybe you just need to know the value of your property. What's my property worth? Need to know. Give us a call for that, too. And we'd be happy to come out there, meet with you guys, and see how we can help you. So we've got two locations. We've got a location in El Dorado. We also got our location down here in Fredonia, which is where I'm at. So if you want to stop by the office, we're easy to find. We're just on the downtown square down there in the northeast part of that square. Northwest part of the square. So if you're down around that way and you want to stop in and say hi or grab a cell bill, you know, do so. Or if you have any questions that you just want to call me on, give me a buzz on my cell phone. The best way to get a hold of me is 316-680-5131. Again, that's 316-680-5131. Be happy to help you out. And another thing is, too, if you want to keep up with what's going on, look at these auctions that I was talking about. For sure, get on our website at sungrouprealestate.com. You can go down to where it says auctions and go into upcoming. You can even see past auctions in there, too, if you want to do that. Also, you can go into our residential stuff, commercial. I mean, it's real easy to navigate around that website. So get on there and check that out for sure. Even on Facebook, you can find us on Facebook. If you go to Keith Belmont, realtor/auctioneer-sungroup, you'll see a lot of pictures on there from this upcoming auction. Probably maybe even more pictures there than anywhere. So again, there's many ways of catching this auction. You know, you can look for these flyers out there. You're going to see it advertised in the papers and everywhere else. But anyways, if you have any questions, again, just give me a call. I'll be happy to talk to you.
All righty, Keith. Well, hey, that's a really good information, and hope people can take advantage of all your knowledge and expertise. And, of course, look forward to hearing from you here next week at this time on the program.
Sounds great, James. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. Thanks so much. That is Keith Beaumont here of Sun Group. And we did talk with him each and every Friday at 9:10. More open line on the way here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.